Hi, I'm doing Little by Little as my poem, and here's my recitation. Undock, undock, Jama Mastan, Mirisand. Undock, undock, Me Parastan, Mirisand. Del Navanza, Nazazanze, Dara. Anzolzaran Azgolstan Mirisand Andak Andak Zinzahane Hostanist Mistan Raftan Ohastan Mirisand Jomelmandan Hai Porzan Hamchokan Azbara Tanzedastan Mirisand Laharan Kastan Amare Ake Farbehano Tandorastan Mirisand Janepakan Shon Shoe Aftaba Azchoan Balaben Pastab Mirisand Choram abegai che bara marimaman mirahae now zistan mirisand asleashan lofasta ham vahast lofata hamzebostan subosan mirisand. My analysis of the poem was that the overarching theme of this poem reminded me of a party or a social gathering where people were coming together to celebrate Islam, but in much more of a temporal sense than a spatial sense. The wine worshippers is in reference to the followers of Islam, and they are gathering over time and coming together to worship Allah over time. The second line, with the heart cherishing coquettishly, may be in reference to people who originally sinned but are now coming to Islam. The garden may also be a reference to time before people are born, or sort of a more mystical area of where people are when they are worshipping Allah. And as people join the physical world, they're joining this party of Allah and of Islam. The skirts full of gold could be in reference to almsgiving, and of people specifically who are just trying to be saved by Allah and be given a passage to the good life just by donating money, but they don't actually fully mean it, or it could be people who do mean it. The next line may be about people who are rich and wealthy, but void of real meaning, which is why there's this contrast between the lean and sick and then the fat and hale. The people who are followers of Allah are the ones that are shining the light through the world. And this seems like a reference to Nur Muhammad and the light that shone through him, that shone through the world, as this is showing the light within the followers is showing through here. And it's shining from high above because they are that powerful. And they're shining on the lowly ones who are the people who have yet to find Allah. People are still coming to the power of Allah and Muhammad, even though Muhammad has left the earth. And I think this is what's in reference to the winter. So the winter is now that we're missing Muhammad from the world. The origin is grace and the return is grace is in reference to the place we start at, which is spiritual and godly and full of goodness. And then that's eventually where we return when we die. And that's the last line of the poem is talking about how we start in one place and then we return to one place. And this sort of emphasizes a cyclical nature in life, which is emphasized by this temporal gathering within the poem. Thank you.